Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is your All Local for the 3rd of May, 2024. Thanks so much for being here. I'm John Little. It's a Friday. Hope you got a lot of great things planned over the course of the weekend. We will have a chance of showers and storms off and on over the course of the weekend, but certainly not a washout by any stretch of the imagination. But we're going to be watching it for you just in case anything turns severe. The shooter who wounded six people, including four children in far west Fort Worth on Wednesday evening, well, they're still on the run. Meanwhile, the continuing violence in that neighborhood is discouraging to community organizers.
After the gunfire erupted in the parking lot of the Miramar Apartments on Las Vegas Trail, the gunman's car sped off. It's an area that sees more than its share of violent crime. And Pastor Kiev Tatum tells our partners at NBC5 the economic opportunities there are a big part of the problem.
Have you seen that it's in impoverished communities where you're having all of these mass shootings? But yet, we're not doing anything to address the issues in the Black community, and we're not doing anything to reduce poverty.
Seeing the crime numbers, Fort Worth spent $3.5 million in a neighborhood improvement program in 2022, adding streetlights and security cameras. And police say crimes against persons have dropped in the neighborhood from more than 50 in March of last year to 32 this past March. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Let's talk about the weather. Water rescues are continuing this morning in areas of the state, including in Houston. Severe storms and heavy rains have led to flash flooding, power outages, and mandatory evacuations. KRLD's Chris Fox has the latest.
It's the biggest flood in Houston since Hurricane Harvey in 2017. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo calling for mandatory evacuations around the East Fork area of the San Jacinto River.
Streetside structures will have rooftop flooding. The water will be hitting power lines, which puts our emergency evacuation vehicles at risk.
By 3 p.m., there had already been 9 water rescues. Houston Mayor John Whitmire making an appeal to any agencies with resources.
Our divers are here, our high water vehicles. The city of Houston is doing everything it can.
Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know, Houston has received 10 inches of rain this week, a quarter of the amount it usually gets in an entire year. It appears Dallas police are no longer looking into criminal charges against Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott.
In a text sent to our sister station at 105.3 The Fan, the lawyer for Prescott, Levi McCathern, says the police department nor the district attorney's office found evidence to support a woman's claim of sexual assault. Last February, Prescott was allegedly sent a letter from the woman's legal team claiming he sexually assaulted her back in 2017. According to court filings, she demanded $100 million in exchange for not reporting him to the police. Prescott's team then filed a civil countersuit claiming the Cowboys quarterback was the victim of an extortion plot and he was innocent of all the charges. The woman has since refiled her suit in Collin County. From the 24-hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
All Dallas public schools are closed today. This was a designated inclement weather day on the Dallas School District calendar, and it would have been used as a class day had school been canceled for any reason over the winter. But since Dallas did not need all of its snow days this year, kids do get the day off. So do not adjust your sets. Yes, that actually is supposed to happen today. The father of a fentanyl victim reacts to the sentence given to the man who sold his son the lethal drug, and as KRLD's LP Phillips found, that reaction may not be what you'd expect.
20-year-old Blake Jackson was killed by a fentanyl overdose the day before Christmas 2021. He bought the pills the day before from 23-year-old Benjamin Linder of Dallas. This week, Linder was sentenced to 16 years in federal prison for dealing in a lethal amount of fentanyl. Andy Jackson is Blake's father.
He got a little bit more than what I was expecting. I wasn't expecting him to get more than about 10 to 14 years. So the fact that the judge handed down 16 was a little surprising, but I think it's important.
He says his son was hooked on fentanyl and had been in and out of rehab several times. He says it's important for drug agents to go after high-level drug kingpins, not just the street dealers. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A company is dropping its plans for a new landfill in Tarrant County.
A company called BAP Kenner Landfill Incorporated had filed for a permit from state environmental regulators to build a new landfill in the Silver Creek area just west of Lake Worth. Neighbors organized to fight the plan last year. They objected to the traffic the project would bring and to the proximity to a natural spring. The company initially argued that it already had a permit to build dating back to the 1970s. Now, Tarrant County Commissioner Manny Ramirez says the company has withdrawn its application to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. He says the landfill would have affected the quality of life of people in the area. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There was a school gun scare in a small Wise County town yesterday. Chief Deputy Craig Johnson with the Sheriff's Department says they got a report about a person with a gun who was headed to one of the schools in the Alvord ISD.
We were able to lock down the campuses and perform protective sweeps on each of the campuses and the administration building.
After they gave the all clear, students from all the schools in the district were taken to the First Baptist Church by bus. Parents had to show a picture ID to pick up their kids. While the Mavericks and Stars can both advance to the second round of the playoffs tonight, it is game six for each team. Each one has a 3-2 lead in their respective opening round series. The Stars will have to do it on the road against the Vegas Golden Knights, but head coach Pete DeBoer says he is not worried.
Well, we've got a great group for going on the road and winning. A real mature group, great leadership. They understand how we have to play on the road. No one's overwhelmed. So, you know, I think our group likes being on the road, and there's no better road city than Vegas for any reason.
The Mavs, meanwhile, can wrap things up at home against the Clippers. Tip-off is at 8:30 at the American Airlines Center. If either team loses, the seventh games would be Sunday with the Stars at home and the Mavs on the road. Fun things to do this weekend. Fort Worth's Mayfest continues through Sunday in Trinity Park. The long-running festival offers 4 days of live music, food, carnival rides, performing arts, pet adoptions, and more than 100 art and gift market vendors. Plus, there are free activities for the kids. Mayfest showcases more than 50 local and regional bands. The event actually started way back in 1973 and has invested more than $7.5 million in the parks and trails along the Trinity River. Tickets are required for entry. It's $7 for seniors and children, $12 for those 13 and up. Festival ends on Sunday.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.